Welcome, everybody, to the podcast, Relationships. Let's talk about it. I'm Preble Toplitsky. I'm a psychotherapist specializing in relationship issues. Everybody's got one. Partners, family, friends, coworkers, neighbors, relationships. Let's talk about it. To this episode of Relationships, Let's Talk About It. And in this episode, transformational themes for a healthier self and your relationships, coaching programs. I thought I would make a podcast that's devoted to telling you about my coaching programs because I'm really excited about them. So as many of you know, I announced in the last month that I just launched two new coaching programs, one for individuals and one for couples. And the idea of these coaching programs is to work with any one of you anywhere around the world. So if you've been listening to my podcast for a while or just new and would really like to work with me, here's a chance. In this first level coaching programs, I chose six themes that have emerged in my career and in my personal life that are deeply transformational. I'll tell you about these themes in just a minute. But what I want you to understand is how these programs are structured. So it's good for me to give you that clarity. So over a period of 3 months, we will have six in-depth one-on-one Zoom calls in which we will explore how these specific themes show up in your daily life, your stories, your relationships. And in between our sessions, you will have access to pre-recorded videos, audios, and especially exercises for you to prepare for each of our sessions beforehand. In my experience, that gives you responsibility and accountability, which leads to immense progress during our one-on-one sessions. And I love working with people that are motivated in this way. I just love it. So let me tell you a little bit more about these transformational themes, first for the individual program, and then for the couples program. So are you all wondering what those six themes are? I'm gonna tell you. I have found it over the years, over the 20 years plus that I've been working with people, and the way that I looked for transformation in my life, these are some of the common themes that come up. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that all people have this in common, this theme of working with how to express needs and boundaries. Do you feel that you express your needs well, that others receive and are understanding and compassionate to your needs? Do you people please? And do you wait for getting people's approval? Do you have a hard time saying no? And you're worried about how others are going to feel? Having good grounded boundaries are so important in your life and your relationships. I know it was pivotal when I was in my 30s and my mother kept pushing and telling me, my wife, how it's kind of getting a little stressed. How she was telling us how we should educate our son when he was like 3-4 years old and we were homeschooling him. And she kept questioning it and said it wasn't a good idea. So I had to put up the boundaries and say, Mom, I know you want his life to go well and his education to go well. If you continue to give me unsolicited advice around this subject, I'm not going to tell you anything that's going on around his education. So if you want to know our decisions around his education and how that's going, then you won't give me unsolicited advice. That was a huge boundary for me to put up. Transformational. Set the tone more of how I was going to be as a father and a partner to people around me and our decisions. So there's so many things that we have to work our way up to get to those levels of really feeling grounded with our boundaries. So that's one theme that we're going to be working with, expressing needs and boundaries. How about working with some emotional regulation? How do you feel about how you are reacting to situations in your life, to people around you or to circumstances? Do you feel good and grounded about your emotions? Or do you regret some things that you do or say because your emotions aren't regulated? And I'm talking about times when you're getting hijacked, that kind of emotional regulation also, the big ones. I have clients that have a hard time regulating their emotions, let's say with their kids. They let their kids rock their world, or they're just not happy of how they're constantly reacting to their kids in a negative way. And I loved when one of my clients, she really got it when we were working through tools and practices of how she can emotionally regulate. She realized that through her regulation and emotionally regulating, her child regulated. There was co-regulation because of her regulation of her emotions. And we can do that in all our relationships. And many people don't realize this thing. They say, nah, that's not me. Or many people also recognize it with this theme. The theme is self-love and self-appreciation. And I am telling you that everybody that I work with have issues around self-love and self-appreciation. Everyone. And when we work and transform those, we have so much more compassion and understanding in our lives for ourselves. And when we can really appreciate and love ourselves in that deep way, it is a direct mirror of how we're going to be able to and how deeply we're going to be able to love and appreciate others. So it all starts there with ourselves. It all starts here with me. Because a lot of times we're spending too much time self-blaming, feeling guilty, low self-confidence. And I will tell you, looking and transforming our own self-love and our own self-appreciation will transform how much we judge ourselves, how much we feel guilty, blame ourselves, and even others. This one's a core, folks. It's a never-ending one, probably all the way to the day of our death, is to work on this one. So there's more. There's three more in the first level, changing behavior and habits. That's a really, really juicy one. Dealing with stress and worries. Everybody's dealing with stress and worries on some kind of level. And it really interferes into us being the person who you want to be. Another thing. Stress and worries interferes with us being really who we want to be. So I'm excited for those of you that want to work with me on this. So let me tell you a little bit about the couples coaching program. And all of you know that if you want a thriving relationship, a good thriving relationship, you got to work it. You have to work. So I love couples that want to work. They want to take accountability and responsibility to transform and shift their relationship to go deeper in connection, deeper in intimacy, and deeper peace and less conflict. And one of the themes that we will be working on, which I believe is the most important theme in any relationship, hands down for me, it's foundational, and it's the power of appreciation. We need to learn how to appreciate what we have, who the other person is. We need to deeply appreciate our relationship in so many ways so that we can foundationally connect. And when we're foundationally connecting, we'll be able to communicate so much better, repair conflict so much easier. And the vibration of feeling and looking for appreciations in your relationship, you will get and see more of it. You have to master this. This is so important, the power of appreciation in a couple's relationship. I had a couple many years ago that they haven't had sex for 7 years. And we did a full-blown appreciation focus for the session. They really practice how to express their appreciations on such a resonant level that the other one really understood and got it. It's a skill to be that present and that focused. And after a session, the next morning on my voicemail check, this was the message. Guess what happened last night? And I was like, yeah, I can guess what happened last night. Transformational. And focusing on another theme, being the partner that you want to be. We have to have intentions. How are we going to show up in our relationship every day? We know what it looks like. We know what our routines are. We pretty much know what our days look like. How do you want to show up as a partner in those days? In those minutes? I remember when my wife was pretty ill a few years ago. And those of you might remember who listened to my podcast. And she was really challenged physically. And she couldn't get out of bed at night, in the morning, or at night, in the middle of the night, to go pee. And I remember I made a conscious decision of being kind and patient. I made that decision when I wasn't kind and patient and didn't like the partner that I was being. And when she would wake up a few times in the middle of the night, I didn't hesitate to come around, put my arm underneath her neck to be able to pick her up from the bed and help her walk to the bathroom and walk back. I really look back on that experience and I'm so glad that I was being the partner that I wanted to be. And so many couples come to me that they say they have communication issues and that they want to improve their communication. And I broke down those themes into thoughtful and heartfelt listening, which is absolutely key in communication, as well as expressing your needs and expressing your boundaries. So like for listening, there's many, many people, I'd say the majority of people, don't really deeply listen. They're too busy listening to their own self-talk or being defensive or want to explain themselves. They're not really deeply curious and interested in what the other person has to say, especially their partner. Or they're giving advice back. Thoughtful and heartfelt listening is a skill. It can be learned. And it's such a prerequisite for healthy communication. When I finished working with a couple that their big issue was around one, and both of them were defensive, and working and guiding with them to change their ways of listening to each other by giving the speaker more space, by validating and acknowledging their experience, because they were listening with curiosity and interest. They were in the other person's world. They were not being defended of their world and want to prove their experience. They were now able to get farther into conversation and understanding than they ever did before. They used to get so stuck and just back and forth, and they never repaired. The art of repair, which is another theme that we will be working on. Transform and repair conflict. Another thing that's so deeply important to a couple's relationship is the art of apology. Yeah, how well do you really do good, deep apologies that transforms resentment, that unwinds that experience, that brings you closer through the apology? And then one other theme is so vital that we'll be working on, expressing needs and boundaries. When my wife and I really worked on our boundaries in different areas, I recall one area that she was able to put up a really good boundary when I would be the one that would pursue. When we would have a conflict, I would want to finish off the conversation. I could process. And she really learned and expressed how to put up her boundary that actually brought me towards her, that didn't push me away, that I didn't feel criticized, that I didn't feel shut down, that I really realized that that boundary that she was putting up, that it wasn't healthy for us and she wasn't available when I was pushing. The best part of her wasn't coming out. We tried something different and I respected her boundaries And then she was able to come to me right after when she was self-soothed and she was available to continue our understanding and communication about something that needed repair. I love working on these subjects with couples. When these themes change for the better in a relationship, man, it is and feels empowering to change yourself, to change your relationships in such a healthier way. So, yeah, if you want to learn more about these two coaching programs, then go to my website, prepo.com, under coaching, and go to the themes page. Okay, everybody, that's what I got right now for you. And I'm going to go spend some time with my family. I'm going to have a good day with my family. Yeah. I'm about to have a good day. No matter what they say, the sun is shining down on me. Birds are singing praise. I'm about to have a good day, yeah, in every single way. The God who made the universe knows me by my name, so it's a good day. Yeah. Want to give a shout out to Forrest Frank. I love that song. I actually just heard it today, and I'm going to go out and have a good day. So I'm wishing for all of you to also make yourselves a good, good day. Yeah. I'm about to have a good day. Yeah. No matter what they say.
Relationships, Let's Talk About It, is a production of Heartshare Counseling and Consulting PC of Asheville, North Carolina. For more about licensed counselor Prepo Teplitsky, visit prepo.com. Theme music by Adi the Monk. This content is intended for informational purposes only, is not a substitute for professional counseling or therapy, medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment, and does not constitute medical or other professional advice.